This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. Remember, if you are in the greater Tampa Bay area, visit originalhooters.com for the location nearest you. We had fun watching football at Hooters, invited by manager Tony Metzler, also a fantasy football player who's had a nightmare of a fantasy season. I'm sure some of you can relate. We all can relate if we've played this game for long enough. We have a year like that. A couple of weeks ago, watching those simultaneous Monday Night Football games at the original location on Gulf to Bay in Clearwater. Thanks again to Tony. And as we get near the end of this year, thanks again to Hooters for seven straight years as the presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com, right.todd@yahoo.com, rather than go game by game today. Already did a podcast earlier this week. Talked about some top performers from last week. As you are making your decisions, for a majority of you that are playing in head-to-head leagues and may have a semifinal game this week, I am available to offer you a second opinion at right.todd@yahoo.com, right.todd@yahoo.com. It obviously is a busy weekend for a lot of people, so I may or may not be able to get to it in time relative to when you have players playing in games over the weekend. So if you could send it as early as possible, I'd love to give you a second opinion to make sure that you have the best chance to get to your championship game. Of course, for me, this weekend is my championship game in the foundation. In the 9 years of the foundation, I have won the Governor's Cup four times. I've been in the championship game four times. This is my fourth championship game. I have never won the championship. I have never won the Jimmy McGinty Trophy. We give the Governor's Cup to the regular season champion, similar to the President's Cup in the National Hockey League. So I'm in that position. I'm trying not to overdo things. Last couple of years, I have sat players on Thursday night just because I didn't feel comfortable. I didn't want to be out of it early in the weekend. I sat A.J. Brown 2 years ago on a Thursday night. That was a mistake. I sat Dalton Schultz on a Thursday night last year. That was a mistake. I am trying to avoid sitting the wrong player or players in the Thursday night game this year, which by the time this posts will have already be played. So good luck to me. Good luck to all of you. And again, rather than do a lot of analysis, I have one other point of emphasis for this podcast that has bubbled up this week on social media that I've talked about a little bit in the past. And I guess I need to reemphasize it in terms of how to run a league that I'm going to spend a few minutes on. But any questions you have, any second opinions you have, email me at right.todd@yahoo.com, right.todd@yahoo.com. Here's what seems to be angering some fantasy owners who are in the playoffs this week, something I took care of years ago, that owners who are playing essentially meaningless games are grabbing players on waivers in front of owners who have meaningful games to win a fantasy championship. I agree. It shouldn't happen. This is where your commissioner can make one of two moves and should have made them and announced them at your draft and before the season ever began. One simple thing you can do is once you get into the playoffs, reverse waivers. We've done this in the past. I didn't do it this year, but you can reverse waivers. Once the playoffs hit, instead of being inverse order of standings, you can go in exact order of standings. So you've earned the right, based on your regular season performance, if you are the top seed in the playoffs, you no longer pick last on waivers. You pick first on waivers. You've earned it. So that's one move you can make. And if you're the second seed, you pick second just behind the best team on waivers and so on. And then what, you know, once you get on in the playoffs, you go based on who's still alive. with inverting and adjust the order accordingly. What I did a couple of years ago and keep doing in Yahoo leagues, for example, when you get to the last week, you often have third place game, fifth place game, seventh place game, ninth place game, 11th place game. Okay. I've eliminated all those games. Just like the Final Four in college basketball used to have a third place game. They did. That the losing team actually stuck around for 2 days after missing out on making the championship game to play a consolation game leading up to the title game. They eliminated that, I think, in the late 80s, maybe early 90s. We don't do that. Why? You know, kind of like all these college football bowl games, that if you're not a college football playoff bowl game, players opt out, coaches leave, right? They're all impacted. It's almost like a preseason game for next year. So I eliminated all those games. So here's how you do it. You have commissioner access, and the minute your regular season is over in a head-to-head league, you go in and you lock the teams that are not in the playoffs, and you pull all their starters out of their starting lineups and just put them on their bench. You don't cut them. You don't put them into the general player pool for playoff teams to pick up. We're not doing that. Basically, you're just saying to the owners who didn't make the playoffs, you're done. Well, but no, you're done. You don't get to play any more games because they don't mean anything. I'm sorry. If ninth place means something to you, we're going to replace you with an owner next year who aims a little bit higher. I know you had a bad year, but sorry, your ninth place game doesn't mean anything compared to teams playing for a championship. So, for example, in the foundation, we were 10 teams. Six made the playoffs. So I immediately, at the end of the regular season, went in via commissioner access, locked all four owners who missed the playoffs out of any access to their teams, took all the starters they had and put them on their benches, and that's it. They're done. They can't claim anyone on waivers. There's no game to play. Yahoo will say there's a game to be played. It plays out as 0-0. That's it. Once we had a couple teams lose in the first round of the playoffs, I went in. I locked those owners out of future transactions. I took those owners' players on the bench, out of the starting line, put them on the bench. They're locked out. Same with last week, where the two teams that lost in the semifinals went in, locked them out of waivers, took their starters, put them on the bench. Again, you don't cut their players. You just lock them on the bench, lock the owners out of ad drops. That's it. It's done. The only teams that can make transactions and are playing are the ones playing for a championship. It's easy. It just amazes me. I know Gil Alexander of VSiN and others, they're amused by how heavy-handed I run my fantasy football leagues. Well, because I know how to do something right. Ask anyone who knows me about running my radio talk shows for years. Ask anyone who knows me who plays in my golf tournaments. There's two ways to do something. The right way and the wrong way. I do it the right way. In the areas where I know what the right way is. And I'm always learning on the fly. Sometimes I do make a mistake and I adjust. But to leave teams out of it, officially out of it, from making waiver claims ahead of teams that are playing for a championship, no. Now, for those in my podcast league saying, well, wait a minute, what about us? We're playing for total points. You've got teams 200 plus points back. Yeah, but technically, they're still playing this week. There were no eliminations. We did that last year, and we went to a Final Four, and we eliminated every week. I didn't do that this year. So yeah, in my podcast leagues, all 10 teams are playing. All 10. There were no eliminations. I didn't invert the waivers. Next year, I'll invert the waivers. But at what week do you do it? Because we don't have a playoffs. You're just playing for total points. So the teams in front are used to waiting on waivers to get players. It's not like there was a separation. It's not like in a total points league where you don't have cuts that teams are officially out. Heck, last week in one of the podcast leagues, a player beat everybody else by about 80 or more. Does that help teams? Like for me in the podcast league, I'm 160 plus points back. I'm done. I have a starting lineup. That's it. I didn't pick up anyone this week. I don't think I did. But especially in head-to-head leagues where I know this has been much the talk this week on social media, you can fix this. Learn, fix it next year. Get ahead of it. You have two choices. Eliminate all the consolation games. They're bullshit. And if your owners say, well, no, I want to play a game just like everybody else, well, then play better and advance in the playoffs or make the playoffs. Consolation games. Lame. You had somebody belly aching, they didn't get a consolation game. Replace them with an owner who actually wants to play meaningful games late in the season. Or invert the waivers once you get to the playoffs. You're the number one seed to get the first pick on waivers. Number two seed to get the number two pick on waivers, and so on. If you don't want to eliminate the consolation games and you want to let those losers who are in them this year, and I've been in them too, pick on waivers, they pick after the playoff teams, at least in the first round of waivers. That's the way it should work. That's how you fix it. That came up this week on social media as a problem. I identified this problem a while ago, and I fixed it in head-to-head leagues. Eliminate the consolation games. All of them. And or invert the waiver process to reward the teams with the best records, top seeds, once you get to the playoffs and we have a cutoff. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Happy to answer any of your questions or simply, as I like to say, offer you a second opinion. I'm not going to set your starting lineups because you're not setting mine. But I'd love to hear what your situation is. Most of you at the semifinal portion, we are at the final portion in all three of my leagues, avoiding. Be interesting to see. I rolled it back a week. We'll get to next week. We'll have podcasts. My leagues will be done. How many situations come up next week that were avoidable with opt-outs or other odd things where, oh, what do you mean I don't have that player available this week? We're going to have one, maybe more. A sit out or something next week of a valuable fantasy performer that is not sitting out due to a serious injury and impacting your fantasy championship because you're still playing in week 17. For those of you playing in week 18, what the hell have you been doing? Because I've been talking about that for years and how stupid that is. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Have a happy holiday weekend. I will respond to you on email as fast as I can. And we'll talk to you next week on the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters.